Blog Talk Radio.
Hope that you would get you a good seat, pull up close to your
computer or your radio or whatever digital element that you have before you, and just help me to bring forth the divine word of God. And before I go into any further preliminary stuff, I would ask those of you out there in my podcast listening audience on tonight to bow your head as we reference the one and the only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth on tonight. We're going to reference him every time that we meet. We're going to reference God in every single aspect of our life. So I just thank you and ask you, if you will, to bow your head as we go down in prayer. Father God, hallelujah, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love of men. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us together in unity around this spectrum. Hallelujah. God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west. Father God, that we know that this place is not our home, God. We know that this is just a temporary holdover, God, and that you have a place prepared for those that live in according to your command, a place up in the rolling hills of glory, God. But at this particular time, God, we're just pilgrims traveling through this barren land. And Father God, I'm asking you on tonight to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings, Father God, we ask in your Son Jesus' righteous name, and we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to just bring a sermon tonight. I'm just going to improvise, and I'll read a little here and there, but for the most part, I will just be talking woman to woman, woman to man, woman to each of you on tonight as a woman and as a woman of God, and then thirdly, as a person in position. And our sermon on tonight, titled, The Truth Comes Out. We know in this 21st century that we live in, we know that everybody is trying to obtain and trying to, you know, move up, whether it be the carpet ladder or whether it be the ladder in your walk with God. I'm here to let you know tonight that everybody that you think that's in your corner will soon show him or herself. They will show the true identity of themselves. And you know, I used to hear people say back in the past that they didn't want to be associated with a small church because the fact that it's always chaos and it's always division. And I didn't understand what they were talking about because I never had encountered those problems in the church that I was brought up in, and even the church that I attended, that was always law and order, that was governed by God. You know, God said to do things decent and order. So if you do things decent and order, then there will be no chaos. But, you know, as I began to just kind of visit and become members of different churches, I had that opportunity to present itself to me. Division in the church. You know, that was the first lady would be sitting there, and they tell you to bring in a guest. They said, well, you know, I'm the preacher, and I preach the word, but, you know, you being the members, your job is to go out and compel the sinners, you know, to Christ. And so they would ask us, that, well, you know, when you come back to church on Sunday, say, we want you to bring a member. You know, we want you to bring a guest with you. And so, you know, that was some that belonged to the church. And there I was, a new member. And I didn't have many friends, you know, just moved in the city. So I didn't know many people at that time. And so, you know, I kind of felt awkward. You know, I didn't know anybody. Couldn't call on nobody to come and accompany me on the Sunday service. But there was two or three of the members that, you know, he asked them, Sister so-and-so, is you going to bring a guest on Sunday? They would fly with me, yeah, I'm going to bring, you know, about three or four people. And the other ones would say how many she was going to bring. There's the other ones would say how many she was going to bring. But all of them was surpassing what I could bring because, like I said, I didn't know anyone. So if I brought anyone, it would be somebody I just met on the spot, you know, and maybe witnessed Jesus to them and then asked them to come to church. But, you know, I brought a guest on that Sunday morning. I brought a guest to church. And the first lady looked out there at this lady, who was a nice-looking woman. She was a postal worker. And she, you know, was my guest. And so I sat on the front pew, and she was sitting there beside of me. So the first lady looked out in the, you know, out into the congregation and looked at her and, you know, was just kind of eyeballing her. You know, I guess she kind of thought that this woman might be, you know, peeping at her husband, which he was a bishop at that time, you know. And so I said, well, now to myself, now the head shepherd told the flock to go out and get a guest, and we did as we were instructed to do. And then now, you know, it seems like it's a problem because I have brought a female. Now, imagine if I had met a man and asked him to come, maybe he would have. I don't know. But like I said, I brought this guest, distinguished woman. And she was just eyeballed and looked at, you know, and I was just so happy to be able to bring that one. I didn't know what to do, you know. And so he wanted her to get up and sing and, you know, testify. And I just kind of thought that was a little bit much because, you know, here this was a new individual, new to this church service, and so, you know, but she was a woman that didn't mind speaking her mind and didn't mind speaking up. So she declined. She said, no, I don't want to have words. She said, I just come to hear the word be said. Said, that's all, you know, I'm interested in. And so after church, you know, like I said, I wasn't thinking. I thought I was really, you know, doing something by being able to bring that one guest. But the postal worker told me, she said, I felt so embarrassed. Now, this is what she told me. She felt so embarrassed and insulted being there, you know, in that church. And I imagine it might have been about 30 members, you know. And I said, oh, wow, you know. And then that kind of, you know, that kind of hurt my feelings because, you know, like I said, I was just so glad that she accepted my invitation, you know, and to accompany me there that Sunday morning. But, you know, like I say, there's always going to be some division if it's not going by the divine word of God. And so, you know, in this walk with God, And as God, you know, excels you in position, you got a lot of multi-million-dollar pastors all over the world, you know, that come, some of them just come from scratch, come from anything, just come from the ground up. And God has blessed them, you know, and had them excel in the ministry. And so you can't get mad at those people because God has blessed them to excel, you know, because the Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. And so we find out that in this secular world that we live in, that we have people that have said to you, you know, I'm with you. You know, wherever you go, I'm going to go. And then as God began to move about in your life, and you began, your position began to take flight, then you're having conflict with the very one that said, I'm with you. You know, where you go, I'm going to go. I'm right there by your side. You can count on me. You can depend on me. But you know, I found out in this world that we live in, the only spiritual man that you can depend on, and that is God. God will not get mad with you. God will not get no attitude with you. God is the same yesterday as he is today. But I find out that the people that said they was with you can change at the drop of a hat. But yet they save and they sanctify. But see that if you are in God and your life is geared in God like you say, you have no reason at all to be jealous of anyone that God moves in the ministry. Everybody's going to move around from time to time if they are living according to God's word and if they're doing what God has instructed them to do. And what I have done is I have done what God has instructed me to do. I can't speak on nobody else, but I can speak on me. And so when you be obedient to God and do as God has done, people don't know what you have been through. But people are so quick to get angry with you and so quick to part, you know, their friendship with you because of the simple fact that God has blessed you to move on up in your position. And I think that is just so heartbreaking, you know, because we serve in the same identical God. And God is not prejudiced. God do not take sides. God said what he done for one, he would do for another. So that lets us know that what God done for one person, he blessed one person with a home, he can bless you with one. If he blessed one person with a car, he can bless you with one. If he blessed one person with a bank account, he can bless you with one. If he blessed one woman with a child and you are barren, God can bless you. But it's according to your faith, be it unto you. But I find out, the Bible says you cannot let that left hand know what that right was done. Because, honey, people will fall out with you. They will fall out. But see, when you anchor in Jesus and you are satisfied in your own skin. See, I was satisfied in my own skin before God moved me anyway. I was satisfied where I am because I'm doing what God has instructed and implemented for me to do for my life in the ministry. This is what I'm doing, what God told me to do. Not what I jumped up and decided to do one day, but what God instructed me to do. In other words, it was the flip side of the coin because God touched me on my shoulder and woke me up out of my sleep and said, this is what I want you to do. You know, I remember when I would not even bust a move because I said, Lord, I'm not going to do anything because I don't have a building. And God told me, he said, you're not going to sit down on me, sister girl. You're not going to sit down on me. The building is in you. And so I said, okay, Father. You know, like I said, I'm being the obedient daughter that I am. But whatever the Father tells me to do, you can rest assured, I'm going to find myself doing. I'm not going to get God to be whooping me with a strike. I don't want God to discipline me for being disobedient. But I want to be the obedient daughter, not disobedient daughter. But I want to be the obedient daughter. Because God blesses every one of us. It's not a human on this planet that God has not blessed you in your lifetime. You couldn't have made it if he hadn't blessed you. You've been still somewhere alone, probably like the children of Israel, out there running around in the desert somewhere. Nowhere to go, no sense of direction. But I find out when God blesses you and moves you up to position, if it behooves you to keep your lips closed. Because, you know, like the old man said, the lies that you say might be your very own. You cannot tell, and all your business is not the next fellow's business. So you can ask people out of your business just as well as they ask to come in your business. You can ask them out. And that's not being out of the will of God. You don't have to share all your important information that God has established for you. You give them a little bit of what you want them to know and then leave it at that. Because people will show the true side of it. People that you have loved, you have put all your confidence in, you know, y'all have broken bread together, y'all have wept together, you know, and then all of a sudden, you get to see the flip side demeanor of this individual that you have held high and high. So you have to just keep your lips closed. When God blesses you, you just have to be quiet. Tell what God instructed you to do and just keep quiet about the rest. Because, honey, like you said, everybody is not going to be happy when God blesses you. It can either go the same way for a house, a car, monetarily gain. People get envious and jealous hearted. And that is not the way that we are supposed to carry ourselves. That is not the character of God. And so, like I said, this is just a warning to the wise. When God bless you, don't put all your business out there. If you got any lawsuits that's coming into fruition, you keep that to yourself and say only what God instructs you to do. Because if not, you're going to catch it hell. That Natalie Cole said, catching hell, you're going to catch hell, honey. I tell you, you're going to catch hell because everybody grinning and skinning in your face is not your friend. Don't get it twisted. Everybody that's grinning and skinning in your face, it's not your friend. They are imposters. They are just to go along to get on, or to get on to go along, however it goes. That's what they're doing. So you've got to keep your business at a minimum. Tell only what God has instructed you to tell. Because people is not going to be elated and happy for your blessings. But that shouldn't be, because God said that when we lose a loved one that's close and dear to us, when we weep and cry as a woman and a man of God, we are to be right there to cry in their sadness, to cry in their despair, to weep and moan right along with them. And then when God blessed them to triumph us, to heights unknown, we are to rejoice as well. Because that same God that blessed Mr. Jones and Miss Jones can bless Mr. King and Miss King. He's that kind of God. And you know, when you serve a God that owns a cattle on a thousand hills, and everything on this planet Earth belongs to him, that means that he is limitless. It's nothing that God cannot do. Man is limited. One man is limited. But we serve a spiritual God that has got wealth beyond measure. And we that are joint heirs of Christ, whatever our Father has as an heir, you got it as well. If your father owned a cattle on a thousand hills, guess what? You own a cattle on a thousand hills as well. Because you are a joint heir of Christ. That's the same thing in your family life. You are an heir of your father and your mother. When they demise men come around and you are in their will, whatever that's read in the will for you to receive, that's what you're going to receive as an heir. That's the same way it is with God. Whatever our Father has, we have it too. And if somebody asks you, are you rich? You can tell them yes, and it will not be a lie. Because you are rich in Christ Jesus. If they tell you, you ask, is you rich? Have you ever been rich before? You can say, yes, sir, I sure have. Matter of fact, I'm rich right now. They might look at you crazy like you got a hole in your head. But you can truly tell them, yes, I'm rich right now. And you don't have to tell them how you're rich, unless you want to. But you know in your heart you are rich because you are rich in Christ. That's your ground for being rich, is you're rich in Jesus. You hear me? And the word of God says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, before I close, the sermon tonight has been the truth comes out. You know, like they said, the songwriter that said something about the sun come out at night, the priests come out at night, yes. So, the prayer haters come out at night as well. And they come out in the daytime and night. You know, because some of them never sleep. But just a word for the one, a word to the wise, don't allow the haters to get into your mix too deep. Because if you do, you will regret it. You will regret it later. I hope and I pray that I said something, hallelujah, to marinate your mind and inject your spirit. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have a prayer petition, you want the old chip of value to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old chip of value. Make that correspondent attention to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God as God go in you. Bye.